The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports. Sports.
Sports.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and there was sports over the weekend to talk about. So let's do it. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And it is a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. And nice little UFC card for the people this weekend. What's going on,
Hoffman? Yes, sports and stuff. Fred, what's going on with you, buddy?
The same. Just rocking and rolling. Looking forward to another week in the Ronaverse.
That's right.
So
glad to see you're still alive and kicking.
Yeah. I'm rolling right along. I took it easy this weekend. Didn't do any work whatsoever, and drank too much, and watched UFC, and bet on horses, and just had a blast. So
I mean, isn't that kind of the beauty of you changing out of not being the editor at Sports Map anymore, that you shouldn't have to work weekends?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to if we ever get football back, because I'll still be writing text
right.
and stuff. But
I mean now.
But as of now, yeah, you know, no, I intentionally point. Just said, intentionally this weekend, I said, I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to sit back and relax a little bit and binge watch some stuff and enjoy the fights. And that's pretty much what I did. And found a couple of track biases going on at Remington Park and managed to clean up there over the weekend. That was pretty cool. But yeah, I got really nice and relaxing and ready to just have a fun week and just dive in here and a lot to talk about from the card Saturday night. Have you seen any buy numbers on it? I'm kind of curious because I bet
you not.
Through the roof.
They'll probably come out tomorrow. Would be my guess.
And only one guy tested positive.
By the way, the buy numbers, you always have to remember, more people watch via illegal stream than actually buy these pay-per-views. But I'm guessing there's going to be a pretty high buy number on this thing.
Yeah, that is true. And I bought it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good card. It didn't feel that different to me, and in part because, you know, I guess when you're watching it, it's so focused on the fighters. Now, you don't get the roar of the crowd when somebody lands a big shot or when it's getting close to somebody, you know, getting a submission. But it sure didn't feel that different to me.
No. I mean, the weird thing was like the post-fight interviews when someone would say something where they'd normally get booed or applause. There was nothing. Like Henry Cejudo retires, and somebody made a meme of it. It's like Henry Cejudo retires. Crowd doesn't care. And but the fights themselves, though, I mean, you got a pretty good card. If you were saying, hey, we need to put together a card that's going to keep people interested during this pandemic, what can you give us? It ended up being what I would consider a success. If there were people who bought who don't usually buy, my guess is they walked away happy because, you know, for the most part, top to bottom, the fights were at least competitive. If they weren't competitive, they were brutal. In the case of Francis Ngannou's fight, which was not competitive at all, but we got to see a man basically murdered inside the cage. So I thought that I'm sure that the buy numbers will point out that this was a success.
Yeah, I noticed that, like 3 days ago, Dana White said it was already double what they were expecting before the fight. So I'm sure a lot of people were sitting around on Saturday and drinking a little bit and saying, you know what, I'm going to buy this.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what my thought process was. So I just assume there's other degenerates out there who do the same thing. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. glad our guy from Beaumont got his win. That was a. I almost texted you because I was following along with MMA Junkie to see how they scored the fight, and I feel like I actually nailed one because I scored the fight the exact same way, and then that's how the judges came out.
Well,
like,
they,
you know
it,
what? Maybe I'm.
Was it not? Was it was a split decision, wasn't it? Or did he win it? Or he won?
Yeah,
every card
it was a split. It was a split decision, but I had it 29. I had 29-28 him, which is what.
Yeah, that's what, that's the correct score. That's what I was expecting to see as well. I was disappointed that it had to go to decision. I thought he was going to get that first round submission, and we were all going to go home happy for betting purposes. But yes, very good that Ryan was able to get the win. That's a big win for him. And like I said, on a card where more people are getting to see him fight than maybe would otherwise. So more people, more eyes. That's more money down the road. So good for him.
Yeah, I just it was funny because I'm like reading the recap as they do the live recap as they go, and I go, yeah, all right, man, that's exactly the way I saw it. Maybe I'm not as stupid as I think I am. So didn't think it was a split decision, but hey, you know, it was close enough. But other than that, I mean, what were your thoughts on some of the other fights?
I thought that the main event was pretty lopsided, but entertaining to watch. I mean, Tony Ferguson got his ass beat, but that is a tough, tough man. And if you're not seeing that, I don't know what to tell you. That's a guy who took a beating, ends up with a fractured eye socket. I mean, it's just a tough dude. But Justin Gaethje was the better man, and that's a huge win for him. And lines, it's a shame. We talked about this before. It was going to put him at risk taking that fight, and it was a bold strategy to do it, and it didn't pay off because he ran into a guy who's just kind of a bad matchup for him, really, and got the better of him. But it was an entertaining fight to the very end, and there's nobody questioning the toughness of either guy. I mean, it was just it was a fun fight to watch. I was disappointed in the stoppage on the co-main event. To me, in a title fight, you're working your way up. There's 2 seconds left in the round. They have to let Dominic Cruz fight through that. And, you know, Dominic Cruz, it's not like this is his first fight. This is a former champion, dude who's been doing this game a long time. I don't think he was down and out by any stretch, but that's the every UFC card is going to have a poor decision at some point. And that, to me, that was the one on that one. I don't know what the results would have been. I mean, Henry Cejudo looked like he was definitely getting the better of him in the fight, but he was also causing Cejudo some problems that we haven't seen anybody else show to Henry Cejudo. So I don't know what the end result would have been, but I would have liked to have seen it play out. So it was a little bit disappointing of a finish for me. But overall, fun, like I said, fun card. I don't think there's too much to complain about.
I curious. There was one fighter tested positive, which they said they did over 1,200 tests on 300 people during the course of the week. And to me, that's kind of the model of what you're going to have to do if you're going to be any sport and try to reopen here, because Dana White said the system worked, and it did, because you wound up canceling that fight, and that was the only one. And I mean, obviously they're going to have to do this for the next two cards coming up, but it seems to me that the whole thing worked. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, the problem becomes Jacare Souza, the guy who did test positive after weigh-ins. I mean, and they've been testing him every day. So now he tests positive. That means how many people came in contact with him between the time he got, you know, by the time the bug got to him and the time that they figured out that he was tested positive? And is anybody else going to test positive because of that? So that's, I mean, I guess that's all stuff to be seen. But I think overall, had you told them that one guy out of the card is going to test positive, they probably would have said that that's a win for us. And as long as no one else gets infected, I think it is kind of a win. And they're doing another card on Wednesday. In fact, we'll have Hurricane Ike Villanueva on the show tomorrow as he gets ready to go in there. It's a little different situation than Ryan's. Ryan last week when I talked to him. He was like, dude, I'm having a rough weight cut. You know, he cuts a lot of weight. He's a big, big dude. And obviously not having, you know, all the normal things that you have available to you, the saunas and things like that that you would normally have, it was tough on him. Ike, who normally fights at 205, when they gave him the call, the fight is a heavyweight fight. And he said, okay, I'll take it. So the beauty for it is he doesn't have to cut any weight. So he's like, I'm just training. He said, give me a call tomorrow, and we'll talk. But we won't get a hungry Ike because he didn't have to cut any weight. But he'll come on with us tomorrow to talk about what it's like, and you know, get him on here before he fights on Wednesday, and then there'll be another card next Saturday. So they're keeping him rolling, which is, you know, I guess until disaster strikes is the right thing to do for them.
Yeah, I think, we talked about this last week. I wanted to see how this went in terms of the testing and everything, because you know the other sports, as they start to try to roll out, are going to have a model to go with. The only thing that I think is different is, at least with fights, you have a limited number of people you're coming into contact with, and in the actual fight, it's one other guy.
But boy, if you count the referee,
right? Yeah, but I mean, you're not physically. I guess sometimes the referee has to get in there. But for the
most
part, I
was surprised the referees weren't wearing masks. But then I guess if they've got to give instructions, people need to hear them. I don't know what the way around it was, but I was actually surprised they weren't wearing masks.
Yeah, but with basketball, I mean, it's not just one guy. You know, it's five other guys on the floor that you could be matched up at any time, and same thing with football. You're not just coming into physical contact with one person or two. So I think it's going to be a lot harder, and you know, and what do you do if, say, four guys on one team get it?
Yeah.
Does that mean the team you just played, you have to quarantine them too? Does that mean the whole team has to sit for 2 weeks? I mean, I just there's so many issues there that this doesn't answer. But I mean, at least I think they have a good, you know, it looks like they have a model that's going to work, and. You know, we'll see.
At least through one event, it's worked.
Right, right. But then again, what if some of those people test positive afterwards? And you know, who knows? I mean, it's still very much an unknown. But if you can get through a few of these, then that's a good sign. If you're a fan of these other sports, that you want to see them come back.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. We're going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and just listen to that Give Me the Vin commercial. I actually talked to John today. They came and picked up the Camaro, and everything they say about how easy it is, it really is. And so if you need to move a car right now, I highly recommend you go to GiveMeTheVin.com, because from the whole process, from the beginning to the end, was just easy. They make it simple, and I now have room in my garage to put a gym in, so I'm very excited about that.
I did some home gym work myself. I showed you what I created. It's pretty easy, honestly. I think you'll be able to do the same. If you want to, you could just buy the damn thing. But I was like, a bench costs like a couple hundred bucks. I was able to make it for like 55, so it seemed like a good enough deal.
Yeah, I actually, you sent me the plans for that. That's my next project, I think.
There you go.
When I get But yeah, I got one on order that I showed you. It's going to be really cool. Should get here this week. And but it's nice that you know, obviously you're not going to get the price that you would have gotten months ago, but they're still paying pretty good money for these cars. So if you're in that situation where you need to move a vehicle, I just couldn't recommend them anymore. It was a great process. So thanks to those guys, and thanks to them for continuing to support the station here, as we always talk about, you know, do business with our guys. And
there you go.
Glad that I did. Yeah, so you put a bench together. That's pretty cool. Did you get some more free weights, or did you already have?
Yeah. Them? Well, no, I had some. I had some 35-pound bumpers and some 10-pound bumpers. I need to get some 45s, really, but I'm finding that during the pandemic, there's a shortage on home gym equipment. And I guess when people stopped being able to go to the gym, they just started buying the stuff up. So every place that makes like those rubber bumper weights, there's a back order. So I'm scouring, doing some Craigslist scouring and stuff like that right now.
Yeah, I didn't even thought about that. So Mr. Gray said I literally sold my car to the Gimme the VIN while in a gas station parking lot. Yeah, they came by the house, and you know, it took about 10 minutes for them to check out the car and make sure it was running okay, and you know, that everything worked on it. And that was it. Drove it off and left me a check. So
easy peasy.
Yeah, yeah, and it's kind of cool because that's a lot of money off the car insurance now too, which is a good thing. So
yes,
be saving a few bucks that way, and you know, every little bit helps right now. But yeah, I'm pretty stoked. I got to clean up the garage a little bit, and then I hope that my equipment gets here this week. It's already been delayed twice, and I know that everybody's running into that, so it may not. But at least when it does, I'll have room for it, and you know. Set up a fan there in there for the summer and just.
Oh, man up, Fred. You don't need a fan.
I will in a. Well, it's already going to get back to 90 degrees. So let's.
The weather was so great this weekend, though.
Yeah, it was. And it's funny because Friday, when I went over and helped them bottle the beers, it felt like 99 degrees while I was walking home. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is too soon for that. And then by the time the show was over, I walk outside and it's like, oh, this is great.
Perfect.
But I think this was our last great weekend. I hate to say it, but it was nice. Managed to get outside a bunch and, you know, stay away from people while doing it. We have a caller. Let's go to Peter.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Peter.
Hey, sports guys. And congrats on the 10 years.
Thank you, man.
Just wanted to get to the fights this weekend. Wanted to ask a couple things and then I can hang up. Wanted to see if AJ had ever heard of anything like Dominic saying after the fight, you know, where he said like three times, you know, I told the ref, don't stop it unless I'm down. And there was like 11 shots in there, but like five of them didn't even land, not more. And then wanted to ask if you had ever seen, I've been watching a long time, but I don't think I've ever seen anyone take as many big time shots as Ferguson did and never went down. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I mean, everybody, they'll ask the referee, hey, man, give me every shot to fight, give me every chance to fight through this. And, you know, everybody wants that chance, certainly. But in Dominic's case, you're talking about a guy who's a former world champion. It seems like the kind of guy that deserves every chance to fight through something like that. So, that's part of what bothered me about it. And of course, everybody wants to say, hey, but what I tweeted out, you know, I think it was 11 unanswered punches while he was working his way up. But if a guy's working his way up and not slumping down while he's taking those punches, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, especially near the end of the round, like it was, I'm going to let him battle through that. And they decided not to. It is what it is. I mean, there's going to be bad judgment calls made, and that, I think that was one. As far as Ferguson, yeah, I don't know how he took the punches he threw or he was taking. I tweeted out Ferguson's chin right now and just put the picture of Thanos. I mean, he was not going to be taken off his feet, and I mean, he took everything that Gaethje could throw at him and kept coming. So it's a credit to how tough of a dude that is. That is a very, very tough guy.
Did you see that Cruz claimed that the ref smelled like alcohol and cigarettes?
No. That's pretty funny, fight, though.
Apparently he did. So, he was in there. He would know better than me. But you probably don't want to be smelling of alcohol if you're reffing a fight.
That's not good?
No, I'm going to go with that's a negative. But what was that, Aaron? Oh, well, let's hear it.
I wish that there was a way to keep these refs a little bit more responsible sometimes. Guys smell like alcohol and cigarettes, so who knows what he was doing. I wish they drug tested them. I immediately, when I saw that ref, was like, man, is there a way to, like, veto a ref and get a new one? I wonder that. As fighters, do we have that choice? I wish we did.
Oof. Okay. Well, not a glaring review of his refereeing skills, I guess.
Yeah, he probably wasn't happy with him, no question. Did you see that the one kind of weird thing about the fight was the fighters could hear Daniel Cormier's analysis?
Dude,
a couple of them made adjustments on it.
Yeah, and I can't even tell you what kind of a benefit that would be. And that's – somebody was asking me, like, hey, wouldn't it be tough for you to fight and with no crowd? And I said, absolutely not, because, I mean, most of the time that you're training – There's no crowd. It's you and your coaches and your teammates. You can hear everything your coaches are telling you while it's happening. To have that luxury would be ideal, honestly. Anytime I fought, I didn't feed off of the crowd. I just fought. Hell, the time in Louisiana, I was fighting a kid from Louisiana, and I got booed the whole time. And I would have much rather just been able to hear my coaches. Of course, that's what happens when you fight in like a busted up dance hall in Louisiana. But it's an advantage, I think, to be able to hear your coaches and to be able to hear Daniel Cormier, who's like, you know, a neutral party. And if what he's saying is making sense to you, then, well, it's probably a good call.
Yeah, and I think he does a really good job. But it was funny that two of the fighters said they heard stuff he was saying and made adjustments on the fly based on it, which I think is a great advantage.
But what else can he do? It's not like Daniel's doing it on purpose, but
right, he's just
calling the action.
He's doing what he's paid to do, and that in some ways is even better than your coach, because it is supposedly a neutral observation. It's like, yeah, if you do more of this, you know, you got a chance, and that's what happened. So I thought that was pretty cool, and that's something that, obviously you're not going to have that with anything but fight sports.
Right.
But, man, what an advantage that would be.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So they've got two more scheduled. Have they talked about a schedule beyond this, or is this they just want to see how these three go?
I think they're going to see how it goes. I think they're hoping that UFC 250 they'll be able to do in Las Vegas, not a big arena, but in their little arena. I forget what they call it, their performance center. That's the other thing I thought about. They're doing this event in like this giant arena. They could really hold that event in like a high school gym, and it seems like it would be more sensible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, although I'm guessing for TV you have to have certain things that you probably can't have in a gym like that in order to do with all the production stuff that you have.
Yeah, I guess
so. I mean, yeah, I don't know why you need to have it in a big convention
center or something.
Yeah, I mean that would even one hall of a convention center would be fine, and yeah, because nobody's going to notice. I mean,
right.
The way they did it, you're focused on the fighters. So I don't know, man. But hey, I guess they were willing to do it, which, you know, that's good.
Right.
And you know, I don't know how I feel about. Well, I'm actually okay with them trying to go ahead with this and see if we can't find some way to make some things work for a while, and. If it doesn't work, okay, we've learned a lesson. But if it does, then okay, let's start rolling out what we can. And there's the I guess Bundesliga starts this week, and then looks like the EPL is talking June 1st. So the more you can roll out where things don't happen, then I think it just makes it better in the long run. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. We'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I don't know if you saw this, but according to a couple of people, it looks like Deshaun Watson is going to get his payday here relatively soon. Jeremy Fowler is one of the people who said that. Says he'll get his sometime in the next couple months. Man, am I wrong to just saying maybe wait? See what the salary cap's going to look like?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. But listen, all these teams are going to be in trouble when the salary cap changes. And I don't think that the Texans were going to be immune to that, whether they have him signed or not. In fact, it may be better if they do have him signed to kind of work down from that than try to fit him in once the cap drops.
Yeah, I think he's going to get his done before Mahomes, because I don't think Mahomes is going to be – I mean, he's going to get the biggest by far, no matter what.
Yeah.
But, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Also, some Texans news. They're interested in shocker, they're interested in Larry Warford, which who wouldn't be?
I think there's going to be 31 teams interested in him.
Yeah, it says the Texans and Bears most interested.
Okay.
At this point, which I could see. I if I'm him, I think I'd rather be here than Chicago, but
Chicago's, I don't know. Chicago's offensive line has suddenly gotten to be kind of a strength for them, but I don't know that either one of them feels like they're really close to winning, and I don't know that I want to play for Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, there's that. But, I mean, if you're getting paid, I mean, who knows? I think they managed to get some players to come here. Of course, they overpay him.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what they'll do. You overpay him, and I think he'd be an upgrade over Zach Fulton.
Oh yeah,
you could easily just whack that $7 million off the off your cap with him if you made that move. And you know, I would like to see it just because I think it makes them a better offensive line. But you know, I think they're okay where they are. But that's certainly an upgrade.
The offensive line is not a weakness anymore. I mean, it was for a long time just a glaring hole. Is it perfect now? No. I mean, there's still questions about, you know, what the young guys are going to be long term. There's question about health with some guys. There's, you know, there's question if Laremy Tunsil's ever going to be worth the money that he got. But what you have to admit is it's better than it was 2 years ago. I mean, 2 years ago, it was the most glaring need on this team. It was a total disaster. And now it's not a disaster. In fact, on the offensive side of the ball, I'd say it's probably one of the strengths. Like, if you had to say, what are the good things about the offense, what are the bad things, offensive line would probably fall into the positive category, right?
I would think so. I mean, but it should be, as much as you've invested in it.
Yes.
At this point, it better be one of your strengths of your offense. I mean, that's just, if you're going to throw five first and second round picks into it, it better not suck. And You know, if it does, then you've just done a horrible job. And that doesn't mean they've done the best job they could have. But, you know, at least it's at least they've made that into a non-weakness. I'm not ready to call it a strength yet. The seen the latest Cowboys offer to Dakota?
No. I've heard rumors. I haven't seen an actual number.
Basically, Russell Wilson's deal. $35 million annually over five seasons with $106 million guaranteed.
Wow. Listen, if Dak is saying no to that, he's too dumb to be a quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion. You can't think you're going to get a better deal.
No, and he's going to make $31.4 next million under the franchise tag. And obviously Mahomes is going to be the one who gets the big deal. But, man, that seems more than fair to me. It's more than I'd pay him, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think I'd look at some other options on – because that roster is pretty good. If you can just get decent quarterback play, you're going to win an awful lot of games. And if you can't do can't get other players because of that, well, that's the Russell Wilson can carry the Seahawks a little bit. I don't know that Dak can, but, you know, that's – if that's the number, then good luck.
Yeah.
Lamont says, as kids playing before high school, most of our sports are played in front of small crowds. I'm not understanding the conversation these days of no crowds. I equate it to riding a roller coaster or going to the movies without fans. It really isn't that big of a deal. I don't know why people want to...
The people it should matter to are the owners, the people who are losing out on the payday because of it.
Yeah, where it will have an impact... And we've talked about this a lot, is on the salary cap down the road, because that's money that they're not going to get for concessions, for tickets, for suites, for everything else. And when that happens, then the salary cap comes down, then it does affect the product on the field. But in terms of just playing games with no fans, no, I don't think there's any real issue with it. And like I said, I've been watching horse racing for 2 months now do it, and it looks no different to me on TV than it does any other time. And I think you can easily make it work. It's just, will the owners want to do it? Because it will be a pretty big bite, and maybe it makes sense to just, you know, if you're especially NBA and NHL, it probably makes more sense to just say, hey, we're going to pack it in this year and try to come back next year with fans, maybe start the seasons a little later.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're baseball, are you ready to punt on a whole season yet? I mean, that's
I don't know. It's going to be a tough call for sure. Because, I mean, you're just barely getting started. You're going to take the whole season? That's going to be hard for owners to stomach, I would think.
Yeah, and they are talking about now an 82-game season with that regional thing that they've talked about before, which, you know, okay, that's if you can get some games in, but there'll still be no fans in the stands, at least at the outset. So, I mean, that's a lot of money you're losing from that perspective. But as far as just the playing of the game and viewing the game, I don't really see that much difference. I mean, I feel like from a TV perspective, the game's not going to be that much different.
And yeah.
Let's be honest, most people watch on TV these days.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know that it's a big deal. It's just the big deal is going to be the loss of revenue. And I think that it's even a longer-term issue than that, because once people do start going back, do we really think everybody's going to want to go back and jump in the stands?
No.
And I've seen a lot of studies. Like one of them was that I had the other day that we never got to, but more people are afraid that things are reopening too soon than they are too late. And so they're going to push things back a little bit. I get it. And even if you sort of roll it out with a third of the fans, I think you could probably get that many to go. But would you get much more than that if you said, okay, now we're going to go to a half-full stadium? I don't know. I don't know how people are going to react to these things and see and once they're back playing. But it is the issue is more money than it is, you know, the
how it's going to affect players.
Yeah, they'll get used to it.
There's players who say, "Oh, I don't think I could play in front of an empty gym." Yeah, you could. If you played AAU, you could play in front of an empty gym. Trust me, I've seen it.
Yeah, and everybody.
The Marlins have done it for years.
Yeah, exactly. Any Florida team, basically. But yeah, I think I don't know why people are making a big deal out of that. I think it will play out just fine, and it's just a matter of keeping people safe and keeping people tested and making sure that you can have these events without causing more problems. Now, the bright side is if we're talking about athletes getting it that are all young and in shape, then they're probably going to be fine. But you do get into the question of, what if two players – what if Deshaun Watson gets it?
Right.
And you have to quarantine him for 2 weeks. Do you have to now quarantine his entire offense? Does that do you quarantine the team they just played?
I don't know. Then you might as well. That's why the NBA was smart to shut down, and it took multiple players getting it for them to go, "Oh crap, this is a bigger deal than we thought." But once players start getting it, you can't just keep on going like it's no big deal. Because once a player gets it, how long is he out for?
Well, that's the thing. I think you have to be. I think it's two week quarantine is what Dr. Fauci's saying, which is also weird because some people get it and they've got it for longer than that.
Yeah.
So, it is those are all questions that will come up. And, at some point, the leagues are just going to have to make a decision. Okay, here's what happens if X amount of players on a team get it, then, that team basically doesn't play for 3 weeks.
Oh, excuse me, Fred.
Good one. 442. Wow. So he said it took one player to shut down the NBA, AJ. But, yeah, but also that was before people had any clue about any of this stuff.
But, don't you think it's worse now?
I think, I think it's worse, but we think it's worse. Hell, we don't know how long this thing was here beforehand.
Well, just the fact that that was during a time when people were joking about the disease to begin with, and especially because it was Rudy Gobert, a guy who was, obviously making light of it. He's the one who ended up with it. I don't think anybody wants to know what it's like if a player gets it now.
Yeah, which they're going to. No matter what you do, somebody's going to pick it up somewhere.
Yeah,
and you've got too many players out there, and just like Dana said, with all these tests that they did, to only have one test positive is probably a win. So, all right. We're going to take a quick break, but first, tell the people about
Allstate Siding and Windows, guys. Listen, they are doing everything they can to keep you safe, to keep their employees safe. So when they come out and they take a look at what you got going on, they're all geared up. They're making sure that you're protected, which is the right thing to do right now. And it's never been easier to get siding done. It's never been a better time to get your windows done because they've got the deal going right now, where it's a spring special and you don't pay anything for 2 years. So you'll get all the benefits, which are many, but you won't pay for 2 years. So you get 40% off on your energy bills with new vinyl windows. You could save up to 40% just by putting in these new windows. And you'll get 30% off all windows right now, all window packages. You get $2,500 off all siding packages. It's a great time to do it. It's a great company to do it with. Give them a call, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. See how they can help you out. For the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
I'm not from Canada, but I see a lot of teams. Canada. Dismantle up, I know how to handle up. Light the candle up, make you put a banner up.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Happy Monday. Hope you guys are having a great one. I did manage to get in some TV this weekend. I finished off Last Kingdom, which, you know, not bad. It still wasn't quite as great as people were telling me it was, but it was not bad. And
what's
then
it about?
It's basically pre-England, where the Danes
pre-England,
and the Danes and the Saxons are fighting each other, and it's kind of Vikings-ish.
Oh, okay. I might like that. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it as good as Vikings?
I think Vikings is better, but it's not significantly worse. I mean, I think you'd enjoy that one. The other one, I know you wouldn't like, but I binge watched that Solar Opposites, which is Justin Roiland, who is co-creator of Rick and Morty, did another cartoon. So it's sci-fi cartoon.
Oh god!
Freaking. So you would hate it,
yes.
But freaking hilarious. So I watched. I mean, there's only 8 episodes and they're all short, so I managed to binge through that because that dropped Friday, I think. So if you like Rick and Morty, then I think you'll like this.
Oh, jeez.
All right, that's 2 in 10 minutes here. Maybe on to something today.
Working hard. Yeah. Well, my Red Bull's gone. I just finished it.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, doesn't mean you're done.
No,
I
maybe
have faith
not.
In you. So. 713-780-ESPN. I guess you saw it was official that Tessitore and Booger are out on Monday Night Football.
Yeah. But we still don't know what the lineup's going to be. Is that?
No, they still haven't announced. That apparently sounds like it's going to come from within.
Does it? I mean, I don't know. I'm not like bummed out, but I think Joe Tessitore is pretty good at that. Like, I think that might be a mistake. I mean, I don't think Booger was anything special. I mean, he's a likable guy. I just don't think he's very good at that job. And I think he, like, they kind of made a clown of him when he was the sideline guy.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me to take him seriously now. But I thought Tessitore, I mean, is he the best? No. But they lost the best guy, the best play-by-play guy. He decided to move on. I don't know what it was. Tirico, but I think that they may have made a mistake by just throwing out the whole thing.
I agree. I mean, I think Tessitore is solid. He really is.
Yeah, he's not special, but he's good enough.
Yeah, and if you put somebody with him who was worth a damn, then I don't think you would notice as much that he's not Tirico. But that's I think he got stuck with bad partners there for a while.
Yep.
I think my favorite story of the day, did you see what Dave Portnoy did?
No.
For those of you not familiar with him, he's founded Barstool Sports, and he's had issues with Roger Goodell for a long time, the Goodell clown nose shirts that they sell. Well, guess what he's going to get to do? He spent $250,000 to win an NFL charity auction where he gets to watch a game with the commissioner in the commissioner's man cave.
Oh, thrilling.
Yes. It was for Monday Night Football with the commissioner in his fan cave, plus 2 tickets to any regular season game.
Damn.
So
right.
I would pay real money to watch the live stream of that.
You're more interested. You wouldn't want to be the person who did it.
No.
You would want to watch it.
No, I would have no interest in watching a game with Goodell.
No.
But with their history, especially with the Fire Goodell shirts and all that stuff that Portnoy wears all the time, I would just love to be a fly on the wall in there. Because Roger Goodell's got to just be cringing like hell.
Yeah.
It's like there's no way he wants to sit there and watch a game with this dude.
You think he fired somebody who was supposed to watch it and see who the high bidder was? Like in
case,
and be like, "Hey, here's $500,000. Put this down, and we'll say you're the winner."
Hmm.
Oh, I bet he's pissed off that they didn't do that.
Yeah,
because he's, and you know how controlling he is. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, he's Bill O'Brien, just a commissioner. And can you imagine Bill O'Brien ever allowing something like that? Like if Jason Braddock went and did a charity auction for the same thing with Bill O'Brien?
No. I don't think that'd go well.
Would
anybody want to watch a game with Bill O'Brien?
No.
But I guess the difference being Bill O'Brien, like, Bill O'Brien has to be at the game.
Yeah, although if it's an off week or something.
Yeah.
Like, you get the bye week, and it's like, hey, you can watch all the NFL games of Bill O'Brien.
Oh, I've got no interest in that. Can you imagine?
That would be awful. I don't even want to be in the same planet as him. So, I mean, much less in the same room. But, yeah, I just thought that was funny. I thought they I love that that Portnoy did that. And I'm sure that Goodell will come up with some kind of way to get out of it. 713-780-ESPN. Do you see the latest guy talking about coming out of retirement from boxing now?
Oscar De La Hoya?
Well, Oscar is one. I talked about fighting Conor McGregor.
Yeah. He's not trying to fight a real boxer.
No.
He's trying to get a payday. There's a difference there.
Evander Holyfield, now 57 years old.
Oh, all these guys, huh? What they should tell these guys is, hey, we'll bring you out of retirement, but you got to fight Deontay Wilder. How long you think they'd want to come out? You think they still want to do it?
His tweet was, are you ready? The moment you've all been waiting for. The champ is back.
No one has been waiting for this moment. I don't know anyone who's like, man, you know who I wish would come back and fight? Evander Holyfield. I've never heard that.
See, Tyson, I would at least be interested in. I have zero interest in 57-year-old Evander Holyfield.
None. In fact, it's just going to feel sad.
Yeah. And of course, social media is like, hey, Holyfield versus Tyson rematch.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be great boxing, but I don't see any need for Evander to be coming back. So,
well, that's disappointing.
832 says, how awesome would it be if Goodell wore the clown nose shirt? that'd be a good way to troll back. Yeah. I like it. But he takes himself too seriously.
Yeah.
So you're thinking somebody who actually has a sense of humor and can make fun of themselves. I don't think this guy has that in his DNA. We shall see, though. 713-780-3776. This is right up your alley. I know how you feel about anti-vaxxers. Story out now, 1/3 of Americans may refuse coronavirus vaccine, according to a poll.
Oh, my God. You guys are insane. You know what's funny is the same people who are like, I don't believe in vaccines. They're the same people who are like, I don't think your kids can't bring a peanut butter sandwich to school because my kid's allergic. It's insane to me. Why, if there is a disease like this and we can get rid of it, why would we not get rid of it? Like the measles. Like, imagine somebody's like, you know what I really miss? Measles. I wish we hadn't killed that off. No, let's not get vaccinated. Let's try to bring measles back. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants coronavirus. I haven't heard one person say, you know what? Let me get this thing. Let me see how it is. Remember there was early in this thing, there were people paying money for people to get the coronavirus. They're like, hey, you want to be infected? We'll give you whatever it was, 10 grand.
It's four grand. Yeah.
No, four grand? Okay. And you were willing to do it then?
Yeah.
Are you still willing
to do
it?
I still would be.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's a good call.
Yeah, because then I'd be over it and I wouldn't have to worry about it again. I think, like I said, I feel like I might have already had it. Because if what they're saying that it started back in November, I'm pretty sure that by then, with all the traveling I was doing and that the wife was doing, I would have picked it up. So we'll see. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, I want to bring back typhoid. I'm team typhoid, AJ.
Smallpox?
Smallpox is a good one. Dysentery?
Yeah, dysentery. Let's bring that. Give me that.
All right, let's take a break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Like weeks, reality was out of focus. I could be hopeless. Instead, I gritted my teeth.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.